This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We need now, more than ever, to focus on building the kind of relationships here in Washington that can solve the great problems that our nation faces. And I caution our colleagues, and I caution those who will join this body, to resist the pulls of partisan acrimony and the forces that seek to divide us.
Amen. Senator Bill Nelson saying goodbye. 76 years old. He has represented for a while. He lost to Florida Governor Rick Scott in that hotly contested race that wasn't decided until Nelson conceded days after the November 6th election, but he's entering those final days representing Florida. So he delivered the final speech on the Senate floor. You heard just a snippet of that. The part I liked is, let's try to get together. Let's not be so partisan and somehow find some common ground, because it's been very contentious, certainly during part of his time there. He won his first Senate election in 2000. He defeated U.S. Congressman Bill McCollum, and that's how he ended up getting into that position. So he said the journey has been a joy. Kate Delaney here on my show, America Tonight. And it's interesting, while Bill Nelson says goodbye, it is what's happening across the nation that has us buzzing, and it's over a lawyer who represented our president, and his name is Michael Cohen. And Michael Cohen found himself in a situation where now he's going to do 3 years in prison. Perhaps that gets reduced a little bit. The U.S. District Judge William Paley said that Cohen deserved credit for his cooperation with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into that whole meddling in the 2016 election, but said, you know what, doesn't wipe the slate clean, buddy. And the deal is that he's got 3 years to serve. Maybe a little gets sliced off. He's got to pay a bunch of money in restitution, tax-wise. And I was listening to some other legal folks describe what he was like. And I heard something today where he was somebody that he never had a reputation as somebody who was a particularly good lawyer, but he was a bit of a thug. So there is no escaping, though, that he was the president's lawyer. At this point, it doesn't matter. He's not now. $1.4 million in restitution. I think what some are thinking is, oh, is this, tie this to the president? And I've said this, and I'll say it over and over again. With any of the connections that I have and all the time I've been covering politics, there is not one person who thinks that the president will be at all implicated in this, where he would be impeached or any such scenario. We keep hearing that. I can't imagine. I almost think that this whole Mueller investigation thing, that yes, there's people in the inner circle that are going to go down. Michael Cohen is one of them, but not the president. In fact, it's interesting, pushing that aside for a quick second, and yes, it's Fox, but Fox did a poll. 46% of Americans approve of the job the president is doing. And I think that if you were being objective and you'd line up the pros and the cons no matter what, I just said this in an interview, there are things you have to look at and say, well, you know what? This is what everybody was saying. Let's not have a politician in there. Let's get a business person in there. And therefore, some of the problems or some of the confusion, part of that is because you don't have politicians that are running the White House. The people around the president aren't politicians. And it'll be interesting to see where all of this goes. In fact, you know, this is another thing that that I was just reading. Nikki Haley, who is no longer going to be the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, did an interview where she just recently was talking about the president and said this, said the unpredictable nature of the president actually was very useful while dealing with ambassadors from around the world. I was trying to get the job done. I got the job done by being truthful, but also by letting him be unpredictable and not showing our cards. She did an interview on NBC that was on the Today Show and said, you know, he would ratchet up the rhetoric, and then I'd go back to the ambassadors and say, yeah, he's pretty upset. I can't promise you what he's going to do or not do, but I can tell you if we do these sanctions, it'll keep him from going too far. You know, and that actually helped her. Isn't that interesting? And I think there is definitely some truth to that. And now you've got this State Department spokeswoman who is supposedly going to be nominated as the successor. And we'll see if she goes through, you know, jumps through all the hoops. But most likely she will. I can't imagine that won't happen, but you still have to go through the process, and there's always the chance that something could happen. But Heather Newart, her name is, and she was a journalist. I think she can fend off the critics, and the critics would say she doesn't know enough about foreign policy to be successful. But Nikki Haley said, you know, a lot of people said that about me. I say give her the opportunity to prove to the American public what she can do. And good for Nikki Haley for saying that. So isn't that interesting? A changing of the guard and some, I think, kind of refreshing comments. She's just honest there and said, this was actually the trump card that helped me. All right, the worry that some people may have is about government services. So a lot of Senate Republicans, or at least a handful, said they're not on board with the president's call to shut down the government over the demand for the border wall. Senator Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia, who's a Republican, represents a state that the president won by 42 percentage points in 2016, said she's co-authored a compromise plan on a border security funding, and that she's concerned about a shutdown threat. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is also uneasy, telling reporters who have been following him around, like he's a rock star, I guess he is in politics, hoping for a Christmas miracle to resolve the impasse with the Democrats over the wall. Remember, this was just a couple days ago. The president said during a meeting with the top Dems that he would be proud to shut down the government if Congress doesn't provide $5 billion on the border wall he promised in his campaign. He said, I'll be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. That's what he said to Chuck Schumer. Don't worry. I'll shut it down. I'm going to do it. Senator Lindsey Graham, who is absolutely the second lieutenant to the president at this point, has said, and you know, he's sticking with him. He's saying, that's it. I'm sticking with this. That's fine. Without a new spending bill, about 25% of the $1 trillion federal operating budget would expire. So you know the deal. The deal is this. It expires after December 21st. Shut down the government, fund the government. We've been down this road before, and there have been other sticky, dicey issues that have held it up, and we've seen the government shut down before. So, ho, 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 it could happen. It wouldn't be completely out of the realm, because, yes, it has happened before in the past. So, away we go. Coming up on the flip side, a few little interesting ins and outs with Aaron Lemon Strauss about college and money. You may be interested. I am.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Youngevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
All at once we are free, and we don't know what to do. Is your brother away? Are you sure? I don't know. Baby, I hate the graveyard. We always end up.
Ready for college? Every year, about 4 million 10th and 11th grade students take the PSAT NMSQT, which determines the qualification for the National Merit Scholarship Program, and is good practice, frankly, for the SAT. Students take the PSAT NMSQT, then they have access to more than $230 million annually through the College Board's scholarship partners. How cool is that? Aaron Lemon Strauss joins us. He's the executive director, College and Career Access, the College Board. Aaron, I don't know, that's like alphabet soup. How'd I do?
Well, you got it exactly right. So well done. Extra points for you on the test. So the PSAT NMSQT is a test that, like you said, about 4 million high school sophomores and juniors take every fall. They're getting their scores back right about now. The PSAT part probably sounds pretty familiar. That's related to the SAT, you know, the test that students take in order to get into college. The NMSQT part is National Merit. That's what the NMN stands for. And so what that means is that this test that they took also gives them access to the National Merit Scholarship Program, where there's millions of dollars of scholarship funding for students. But beyond that, gives them access to over $200 million of additional scholarships tied to taking the PSAT. So this is an exciting test, if I may say so, not necessarily because of the test itself, but because of the opportunities that come out of the test.
Yeah, so as you say, it's the opportunities, and it's good to dive into that, because why does it matter? And you just really brushed over the reasons why it matters, right?
Yeah, that's right. So that, you know, college is expensive and it's only getting more expensive, and there's a lot of families that are worried about their ability to pay. And so earning scholarship dollars while you're still in high school is a big deal for, you know, being able to afford college when it's time to get there. But beyond that, the PSAC also has other opportunities for you, including access to AP Potential, which is a tool we have that shows students which AP classes, those are advanced placement classes that allow you to take college-level courses while you're still in high school, which AP classes they're likely to succeed in. And so students can then make sure they get into those classes and start earning those college credits while they're still in high school.
Yeah. We're speaking to Aaron Lemon Strauss. So to emphasize that, he's the executive director. What a pleasure to have him on for College and Career Access, the College Board. So, so important. And I know it's perking up ears across America listening to this. So for students, because, you know, when I was a student, I remember I wanted to know, ooh, my score and what does this mean? So what do they learn from looking at their scores?
Yeah, so the scores on the PSAT are connected to the SAT. So the SAT, of course, which is the test that students will take in order to apply to college, uses the same scores as the PSAT. But the advantage here is schools will never, colleges will never see your PSAT score. It's just for you and your high school guidance counselor. And so you can use those to see, where am I at? Where am I strong? Where could I use some help? Which type of colleges should I be looking at as I'm thinking about the road ahead and where I might be a good fit? And so those scores are really valuable for getting started on this journey.
You know, Aaron, it's so interesting. You have such an incredible background. I was reading up about you before this interview, and, you know, what you do and what you do with the College Board and the efforts to get that the students on that path so that they can be successful with this, navigating their college and career success. You know, you look at partnerships with Khan Academy and Road Trip Nation. What's it been like for you in helping students try to find that next step?
You know, it's really important for me, just on a personal level, to make sure that we're opening up the doors of college opportunity to all students. You know, this country has done a brilliant job of building the best higher education system in the world and making sure that that higher education system advances students to better opportunities and to pathways to the middle class. And that's an incredible achievement this country should be really proud of. And our job now and the work that so many of us feel called to is to make sure that that opportunity is open to everyone so that all students are able to take advantage of higher education and advance themselves and their families and their communities so that we can live in a world that takes advantage of the talents and the resources and the industriousness of everyone here. So partnerships with Khan Academy and Road Trip Nation and others are an important way to do that because it helps create pathways for students and resources for them to access so that the college going process becomes a little less confusing, a little more clear, and a little more accessible.
Yeah, and so one of the things is you've got a key date that we've got that just opened up, and these scholarships, these new College Board Opportunity Scholarships launched on the 10th, and students, this is great, because I was one of those students that went back and did the SAT and really improved, and students can get up to, what, $2,000 from improving their SAT score?
That's right. So we just announced and just launched the College Board Opportunity Scholarships. That's over $5 million a year that we are giving out just for taking the steps that you need to take in order to get yourself to college. So no essays required, no minimum GPA. It's just about taking the steps. So like you said, there's a $2,000 scholarship connected just to taking the SAT and improving on your SAT score. It's something that I need to do anyway. There's scholarship money connected to building a good college list of schools that you're interested in. There's scholarship money connected to applying to those schools or filling out the free application for federal student aid. Those are steps along the way that students will be taking anyway, and so we put scholarship money behind it to encourage students to take those important steps on their journey.
Yeah, wow, I think it's terrific. So where can students and their families find out more information, Aaron?
So for more information about the PSAT test itself, head to PSAT.org. For information on the College Board Opportunity Scholarships, you can go to opportunity.collegeboard.org. And finally, if I can give you one more website, we had talked about free SAT practice that levels the playing field for all students to boost their scores. That's available at satpractice.org.
All right, Aaron Lemon-Strauss, I imagine it's a busy time for you. Thank you so much. Vital information.
All right, thanks for having me.
Boy, it's interesting to think about that and the availability of the money that you could have access to. So getting yourself, getting your kids college ready, how important is that? And I mentioned that I just think of this now. I can just picture myself. I went to Cherry Hill East, and I can picture myself going through that SAT, and I don't remember as much opportunity there, especially to jump through the hoops ahead of time. And not that there wasn't, but I can remember doing the SATs, and I did okay on the SATs and wanting to get higher numbers and then doing it again. And especially, and we talked about this, when the students do that SAT practice plan, juniors are eligible to participate in that new College Board Opportunity Scholarships that's launching, like I said, there December 10th, so students can earn up to $2,000 for improving that SAT score, which is great because then they have access to it and they're able to get those critical numbers up because schools certainly look at that combined with everything else. And, boy, depending on the school, some of the schools that you thought were had a much more wide open swath, you'd be surprised. They don't necessarily, depending on how many come in statewide and how many come in from other places. Even this school that I graduated from, the college, Ohio University, one of the top 10 journalism schools, and not a given that, oh, yeah, you know, as long as it's decent enough and you've got solid grades, but it's that whole really getting some of those numbers up and focusing on that and preparing for that SAT, which is great. That's why I love, and jokingly how I said to him, the alphabet soup, but such so key, that PSAT and that NMSQT. I know that my nephew Owen Delaney just went through that, and getting yourself ready and in position so that when you take it, it's just such good practice for that SAT, and then you feel much more confident when you're going in there and nailing it. So I think just incredible information that we got there from Aaron Lemon Strauss, Executive Director, once again, of College and Career Access, the College Board. And good luck to anyone with children who are going through this process. It is so key, that prepping you for the future. All right, so stay with us. More coming your way next here on the show with me, Kate Delaney.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You have USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. A Christmas party nightmare in Rockdale County, Georgia. Family members head outside on their deck to pose for pictures when suddenly the wood structure gives way.
We were getting ready to snap a photo. I just blacked out.
15 people, ranging in age from 19 to 70, standing on the deck at the time. This woman tells WSB-TV in Atlanta.
I stood up, I rolled over, and I saw my sister. Her foot out of her boot, but I'm the only one that didn't get injured because I think I fell on two people that saved me from getting injured.
And this neighbor says he hears all the screaming and runs to help out.
To the point where moving their cars and helping, you know, the ambulance come down and seeing how severe it is, and they even got a helicopter lift on it. So that was crazy.
Two people airlifted to the hospital with broken bones. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
I am to welcome to this show Nancy Lynn Harris. Boy, she has written a book that I'm not kidding will rock your world. It's called Invasion Revealed: Healing Alcoholism, Mental Illness, and Drug Addiction. Just that title alone should really intrigue you and want you to crack this open and get a copy of it. And after my conversation with her off the air, I was completely blown away. So, Nancy, welcome to the show. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Yes.
You know, so we look at those three things, alcoholism, mental illness, and drug addiction. And personally, I think it's powerful to tell this story because somebody says, well, wow, what happened to Nancy? How did she get involved in this? And I think we should start off by telling people your personal story and what you've had to deal with in your life.
Well, as a child, my father was an alcoholic, so I grew up in an alcoholic home. My mother taught me not to love myself. She said that was conceited. So as a young married wife, when my 18-year-old son was killed in a car accident after a drug party, I went to pieces, and I was in depression for about, oh, my goodness, 8 years, and ended up with a tumor in my right ovary that I had surgically removed. But my counselor at the time said that my mother had set me up for mental illness by teaching me not to love myself.
Wow.
So that and then a little later in my life, I lost another son, my oldest son, who hanged himself. And he was 48 at the time. And my husband died of alcoholism, and he was extremely mentally ill. But we just were not taught as children to love ourselves.
Yeah, and that's so much a big part of what you talk about in the book. And one of the things you talk about, and I love this, and I really want people to pay attention, that, you know, all of you that are listening, what do you think of when you hear the word conceit? And you say, have we been taught that it's conceited to love yourself, which is exactly what we were just talking about as a child, but what really is conceit?
Well, I did some research on the meaning of the word conceit since my mother had said loving yourself is conceited, and yet I had become so ill by following her guidance. According to Webster's Dictionary, conceit means endowed with intelligence and imagination, favorably minded thinking, mental activity, high estimation, ingenious aptitude, discernment, originality, and resourcefulness. Synonyms are clever, idea, concept, judgment, self-love, understand, self-esteem, and admiration. The opposite word, conceitless, means lack of understanding. A synonym for conceitless is ignorance.
Wow. And I guarantee a lot of people are not thinking that's what it means, because we certainly have not heard the word used that way. I know growing up, I never heard the word used that way. And, you know, we talk about self-love. And why do you think self-love is so important, and why is it so lacking in the world?
Well, for one thing, it breaks the great commandment to love your neighbor as yourself. We're being told to love ourselves, and we miss that. We miss that.
I think you're right, and I think people don't realize that, just like you said, that is what we've heard, but we just gloss over it and we don't process it. And, you know, what happens is, in so many of these cases, especially when we're talking about pills and drugs and mental problems and people, you know, being diagnosed you keep going down that road. It's like you said, for 8 years you were depressed, and then suddenly you snapped out of it. What was it that made you really, really snap out of it?
Well, I didn't. Well, I guess you could say I snapped out of it, because one day, after 8 years of this noise going on in my mind, I mean, I was mentally ill, and taking pills, nothing was working. The doctors were not helping me, although they were trying. But I painted my nails bright red that day, and I thought, I'm going to look inward. I had never looked inward before. You know, like if you hear noise in the next room, you open the door and say, what's going on in here? And that's what I wanted to do with my mind. So I put my hands over my eyes, sat down on my couch, and looked inward. And what I saw was a creature walking, seeming to walk across, moving across the my mental space, moving from left to right. And behind him were four other creatures. They were ghost-like, but I could see them. I could clearly see them. And the one turned and looked at me. And I looked at me looking back at him. And then they scurried to the edges of my mental space and hid, and my mind went black. They were controlling my mental space. And I instantly thought, that must be what Jesus meant by evil spirits. And I started yelling at them, get the heck out of my mental space. Get out of there. This is my space. And I thought, wow, I have hated myself. I have been down on myself. oh my gosh, you know, turn this around. And from that moment on, I thought, I love myself. I love myself. I have been a good mother. I'm not going to be down on myself anymore. I did my very best for my son. I loved him with all my heart. And I continued that process of self-love for about eight months. And at the end of eight more months, I was so well. I was so well. I had never been that well in my whole life, and I knew it. How you know you're well is that your mind is so peaceful. It's like there's nothing going on in there. And I remember thinking to myself, is there anything going on in my mind at all? It was just total peace. I was so completely well. Just by reversing my mind, my thinking from self-hatred to self-love. And anybody can do that. You don't have to go on being an alcoholic, mentally ill, or disturbed mentally in any manner, depressed. You don't have to be. It's a matter of the words you're thinking about self. And self is another point. Self means scientifically evolving life force. It's your energy, your vital spirit. It's your breath, your ability to think, to speak, to move, to evolve spiritually. Some people mistakenly believe that yourself is your body. Actually, your body is like a thermometer that registers what you think, positive or negative.
Wow, that is so powerful, talking about self and realizing what it means. And as you say, you don't have to be an alcoholic. You don't have to be mentally ill.
No.
You don't have to be drug addicted. But, you know, it's such a hard thing to do. What would you tell people? And we're speaking with Nancy Harris, and her book is amazing. It's called Invasion Revealed, Healing Alcoholism, Mental Illness, and Drug Addiction. How can people start right now, Nancy? How can people start that are listening to us? Because I want people to gravitate onto this.
Just every time you brush your hair in the morning, look in that mirror and say, I love you. I love myself. I love myself. I give myself permission to love myself. It's wise to love myself. It's not just okay. It's the right thing to do. If I want my life to straighten out, not be screwed up anymore, I love myself. And say that all day long. Say it when you see the mirrors in your car. The mirrors are all around us. The windows reflect us. When you see your image, I love myself. You say it and you say it, and you'll change your life.
Well, I totally believe that. And you and I have talked about this. You see what's happening in the world, and it's easy to be negative, school, church shootings, all that kind of stuff. And it just seems to be getting worse. And do you think that's because people really don't know how to love themselves?
Oh, we are not taught to love ourselves. And I believe firmly that if parents across the world would begin to teach their little children to love themselves while they're little, this would transform the world. Teach your little children to love themselves. Let yourself love yourself enough to do that. If you love your children, teach them to love themselves. Otherwise, they may grow up to be alcoholics and drug addicts too.
What do you hope people take away from the book?
What do I hope they take away from the book? That there is a way to get well. You don't have to spend your life going on and on, being sick, taking pills that don't work. We have an opioid addiction in this country, in the world, probably. Goodness gracious, how much... There is a way. There is a way, but it's not through swallowing pills. It's by changing the words you think about self. I love myself. You have to do it.
I agree. It's a perfect place to end this. And Nancy, for people to pick up your book, Invasion Revealed, Healing Alcoholism, Mental Illness, and Drug Addiction, where do they need to go?
They can go to nancylynnharris.com, or they can go to amazon.com.
Very easy. Nancy, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, dear.
There's a know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S.? What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From scriptwriting to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being in love.
What a pleasure to be joined on America Tonight by Don Most. You might remember him as Ralph. I'm sure you remember him in Ralph in the iconic series Happy Days. But he is also a wicked singer. I was just listening to some of his tunes, and I want to dig even deeper into the archive. Somebody turned me on to Don's stuff. And he's got a new CD titled Swinging Down the Chimney Tonight. I love that song, although I'm a terrible singer. He's a great singer. Hey, Don, thanks for coming on the show.
Kate, thank you very much for having me.
So tell me what it was like to, I mean, you sing, you do shows, you do a lot of the, I call it like kind of the swinging tunes. I lived in California and had the pleasure of going to Vegas a bunch, and I love the whole Rat Pack, Sinatra, Dino, and that kind of thing. And you're touring with a band that performs where you sing and you do the swinging hits like that, which is awesome that you can reach back and do, because I think people long for that nostalgia. But what's it like, before we talk about that, to do holiday recordings? That's pretty fun, huh?
Yeah. What happened was, after I started doing my live show a few years ago, a lot of people were encouraging me to record. We started with a regular CD, which actually will come out in February, and that's called The Most Mostly Swinging. And, it, you know, it's all the great jazz standards and the swing stuff, and like you were talking about, some of the Sinatra kind of music and Bobby Darin and all the greats and songs from the Great American Songbook. But then when we finished, it came out so well, and my manager and the record company, they were, you know, so happy with it. And my producer said, you know, we should do a few Christmas songs because it might be a good thing to get that out even prior to the release of the main CD to help spread the word of what you're doing, you know. So we didn't have a lot of time to get out in time, so we did four songs, and we figured we'd put out what, you know, they call an EP, which is not a full CD, but it was a nice sampling of some Christmas songs, and it was a lot of fun. We decided to do some in the swing vein, but then there were a couple of real traditional songs as well, like the Christmas song that Nat King Cole made famous, because that was always one of my favorites.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you, so did you have a favorite? Would that be maybe the favorite in this little compilation?
Yeah. That's a tough one. It's right up there. You know, it varies. It's like when I listen to them, one time I'll say, oh, I like this one the best, and then another time another one strikes me. I also like that one, but The Man with the Bag is a lot of fun, too. It's a big band swing song and a little more jazzy, and I like that one a lot, too. I guess those two. But then I also do, we have a real fun time with Santa Baby, which we do as a duet, and there's a wonderful singer, Becky Martin, that I do it with, and it's a very different approach to Santa Baby, and the musical styles shift back and forth between one for the guy and one for the girl, and it's very interesting. And then, of course, there's it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, which you can't go wrong with that. So it's a really nice kind of variety of styles and feelings, and I'm pretty happy with it. It came out great.
So you obviously have a big acting background. It's not just Happy Days. You've done a lot of film work, and you still continue to do that. Did you always have a passion, though, for singing as well?
Actually, it was prior to acting that I started out as a singer. When I was very young, when I was 14 years old and 15, I got picked to be part of this sort of nightclub review. It was from a school that I was going to, and then they picked, you know, there were seven or eight of us in that age range, and we were part of this nightclub review. And I sang in the nightclubs of the Catskill Mountains, which was a resort area upstate New York that was big back then. So I was doing that before I was acting. And then after that season, I switched gears and enrolled in a more serious workshop and acting class. And I kind of moved in that direction and started getting some work and really going after that in a big way. But always knowing that I would come back to the music at some point. Now, I don't know why it took me this long, because I'm loving it. But there's a reason and time for everything. And I did come back to it, although I'm not going to stop. I still want to continue acting, directing, but I'm loving doing this so much. You know, I just did a show in New York City at Feinstein's 54 Below and had a wonderful time. And I have a show coming out here in Los Angeles at a great jazz club called Catalina's Bar and Grill, which is in Hollywood, and I have that coming up the 21st. So I love the live shows, and now the recordings, getting in the studio with unbelievable musicians and great jazz guys and arrangements and all that. It's just it's an incredible high.
Yeah, how fun is that? And you mentioned you haven't stopped directing or acting. Is there more opportunity now because you see the explosion of Netflix and Amazon and other vehicles? Is there more opportunity? I heard a thing with Jennifer Aniston the other day where she said, oh, TV's where it's at. I mean, there's just so much to do. So that's great for actors.
Yeah, there is a lot more content. More outlets and they're doing some wonderful things and all of these, you know, alternative outlets. I don't know what you call them, you know, cable and the new outlets. I'm seeing it. And, you know, I mean, I was focusing on the music the last couple of years. So I'm now like starting to put the big push on with my agents to get me some good roles again, because I miss that. So, I'm hoping that we'll I'll find some of those great roles on these new shows that are going on.
Yeah, absolutely. The world lost a great guy that you knew, Gary Marshall, this past year. What was Gary Marshall like?
Oh, Gary was one of a kind, an incredible guy, with you know, comic genius, and he was our leader on Happy Days, and he led many other shows and movies, and he really helped bring us together as a family. He formed a baseball team for us, and we traveled around the country touring major league parks, playing in games, and so we had incredible experiences together, and a funny guy, but a very warm and caring guy as well. We will all miss him a lot.
Yeah, as you said, it's like a family, but everybody's doing a million things in a million different directions. Do you ever, every once in a while, get together, you know, with Henry or anybody else that was in your Happy Days cast?
Yes. Anson Williams, who played Potsy, and I, we get together a lot because we live fairly close to each other, and we see each other all the time. Henry, we stay in touch. I had lunch with him not long ago, and I ran into saw Marion Ross at a function, and we got to hang out. It was great. I played golf with Scott Baio recently. we stay in touch. Like you said, it's everyone goes in and, you know, has a million different things going on, and so it's certainly not to the degree like it was when we were all working together, but there is that sort of sense of family that will never go away.
Yeah. So you're a golfer. Wow. I'm a golfer. So when you're out there,
yeah.
I mean, I hack at it. I try really, really hard, Don. So I'm just assuming you and Scott, I'm picturing the two of you, you know, walking down to your balls, and I'm thinking you're out driving him by, like, you know, 25 yards.
Well, not really. Not really. I mean, he can hit the ball pretty far. On occasion, every once in a while, I'll hit one maybe a little bit by him. But for the most part, he's probably out driving me these days. I haven't been playing as much as I would like. I've been so busy with the music. So I need to sharpen up again and then go out and play with him again so I could do what you're saying.
I love that. I want to tell everybody that it is a great CD. Get it, Swinging Down the Chimney tonight, and we'll look for you live. I'd love to see you live sometime. And Catalina, you're going to be there at that jazz club you said on the 21st. So anybody listening to me, certainly in that area, go out and see Don Most.
Yeah, and I'm going to be I'm going to be in Texas, at Greenville, Texas, in February, the Texas
cool.
Theater, and then Bay City, Michigan, in February as well. So for people out in the Midwest, you might be able to catch me. So I hope so. And then my other CD coming out in February, so mostly swinging.
All right, so we will look for that too. And Greenville, I'll catch you in Greenville. I'll go out and see you in Greenville. That's not far from Dallas for people listening.
Oh, good. I was wondering. It's February. I think it's the 25th. It's either the 18th or the 25th at the Texan Theater, I believe it's called.
Texan Theater. Cool.
Yeah.
We will look for you there, definitely. Don Most, thank you so much.
Kate, it was a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.